in future, or in the future, everything will become localized. It doesn't matter what people think out there. Things will become localized because they'll have to, because it's the only way we can make everything work once things like oil become scarce. We can't make it work the way we've been doing it up till now. So everything will become localized. And in that localized situation, it'll be much as Sally and I are doing now. We'll be talking to people who are specialists. You can't become self-sufficient in food. Well, you can, but it's really difficult. It's really difficult. And if you've got somebody who's prepared to keep a few pigs, or somebody who's prepared to grow a lot of vegetables, then why not just, you know, join forces, you know? And use the pig producer and the vegetable producer to help you with your efforts. It doesn't stop you growing vegetables in your own garden, but it just means that there's a bit more security going on as well. And you're also spreading the growing around an area, so that if there's a problem in one area, like it gets flooded or whatever, you've still got another area where there's stuff being produced. So we think that's how it's going to work in the future, much like it used to, but with new vision, because we understand problems better. So we're moving to the future, taking some things from the past, but adding some things that we know now, and producing a more interesting and equitable and workable, sustainable future. It's going to have to be the way it goes, and within that situation, you're probably going to have a local mill, windmill, that's producing your flour, and that will go to a specialist baker, because it's easier to produce 20 or 40 loaves in a specialist oven than it is for 40 people to do one each. It's just better. This little brook that runs past our house, in a distance of 2 miles from the top of Lascot Lane down to the river, there were 6 mills in the 19th century. And all they're doing is borrowing the water to run the mill, and then it goes back into the river, down to the next person. And in that short stretch, there were 6 mills, presumably milling grain and things like that. But it's just, it's such a wonderful idea, isn't it?
Such a shame.
We've just let it go. So that will come back in the future, because it is a wonderful idea. It's got to happen, hasn't it?